We begin the current Tav Masechet Yesiyim and Daf Lamed Gimel. We begin three lines down from Tav of the Yamed, where the Gemara begins a discussion, which is a famous paragraph which is mentioned in printed in the Siddurim, which is what's called Karbonis. When one says Karbonis before davening, before Pesuk Dezimra, this is one of the more prominent paragraphs that's quoted from the Gemara in regards to the order of the Karbonis, which on the following daf will come relevant, the reason why this discussion is being introduced over here regarding the order of the different Karbonis that are brought during the day. And therefore, what the Gemara is going to quote now from Abaye is the order and the chronological structure of the day in the Beis HaMikdash. As the Gemara explains, Abaye misada maracha. Abaye organized the different structures, and that is the different avodis that was done every single day, mishmei de Gemara, in the name of the tradition. In other words, from all the people in the yeshiva of the Rabbana and the Beis Medrash, what he received from them, their oral tradition, valibad abishal. And this is going according to the opinion of Abishal, which this machlekes was mentioned in the first parak regarding the order of the preparation of the different lamps and reference to the Ketores, that his opinion was, and that's the order that Abai is taking into consideration when he organized what the structure of the day looked like in the Avodis, was that the preparation of all the lamps of the Menorah came before the Maisa of the Ketores. So Abai organizes as follows. He says, Marocha Gedayla, the large pyre, the large bonfire that there was on the Mizbeach, which on that they would burn all the things that had to be sacrificed on the Mizbeach, that was Kedemes, that was organized before Lamarucha Shnia, before the second pyre, which was made on the southwest of the Mizbeach, which was removed from the corner, four amas towards the north, as the Mishnah teaches in Masechtas Tamid Daf Chavtesim and Alf, which was Shel Ketores, which although there was one large bonfire, which was the main one, that pyre, which where they burnt everything on there, the limbs of all the karbonis, then there was another one, which was called Marucha Shnia, the second Marucha of the bonfire, which was for the Ketores. And what that means is that from that pyre, they would shovel out some coals, and they would bring from those coals into the Heichel, to the inner Mizbeach, in the morning and in the evening, which on those coals they would then burn the incense, the Ketores, in the morning, which would be Pras Shachas, half it would go in the morning, and Pras Ben Abayim, half of it would be burnt in the evening. So again, so the Marocha Gedayla was made and prepared before the Marocha Shnia, which was used for the Ketores. Then continuing along, Marocha Shnia Shal Ketores, now this second Marocha of the Ketores, which was this fire which they would take the coals from there to use for the Ketores inside the Heichel, was Kedemes, was organized L'Sidur Shnei Gezreitzim, was before the order of the two different logs of wood which were placed on top of the Marocha Gedayla. And the Gemara will ultimately explain the source for all these different halachas, how do we know this order. Then the Abaye continues, B'sidur Shnei Gezreitzim, and the organizing of these two logs of wood that were put on the Marocha Gedayla was Koidim L'Dishn Mizbeach Abnim. It was before the ashes on the inner Mizbeach was shoveled off, which was where they had done the Ketores, which was, there's the remnants of the ashes over there. Then Medishim Mizbech Abnimi, then the separating of the ashes from on top of the Mizbech, inner Mizbech, was Koil Matovas Chamesh Neiris, was before cleaning out five of the seven lamps that there were on the Menorah. Matovas Chamesh Neiris, and the cleaning out of these five lamps of the Menorah was Koil Madam Atam, was before the blood of the Karban Tam, which means to say the slaughtering and the throwing, the Zrika, the spraying of the blood of the Dam Atamid, came after the preparation of the five lamps of the Menorah. V'dam atamid, and then the blood of the karban tamid was koid matovash deineris, that came before the preparation of the two remaining lamps of the menorah. V'tovash deineris, and then the preparation, the cleaning out of these two lamps, koid l'ketores, came before the incense. V'ketores, and then the ketores of what was on the mizbeach ha'panimi, was koid l'varm, was before the sacrificing of the limbs of the karban tamid, which was placed on the outer mizbeach. Ve'vam le'mincha, then the limbs of the Karban Tama was sacrificed before the Karban Mincha, which was the Minchas Nesachim of the Karban Tama, as the Pasuk says in Mamidbar Chav Ches, that together with the Karban Tama had to be brought a Mincha that was totally sacrificed on Mizbeach. Asir Se'efa, so this Mincha should be brought every day with the Karban Tama. That came only after the limbs were already sacrificed on the Mizbeach. U'mincha le'chavit, and that Minchas Nesachim, the mincha that came with the Karban Tamid, that came before the Kohen Gadol's chavitin, that was his mincha that he brought every day. The chavitin l'nesachin and his chavitin came before the nischei yayin, which were the wine libations of the Karban Tamid. His chavitin came before those nesachim. the Nesachim Musafin and the Nesachim the Karban Tamid came, if let's say it was a Shabbos, they would come before the Karban Musaf of Shabbos. And the Karban Musaf was before the Bezichin, which also on Shabbos, when they would go ahead and transfer the old lechem upon them, which would be eaten by the Kohanim, and then put on new lechem upon them, they would sacrifice the two Bezichin Levain, the two spoons of frankincense. The Karban Musaf would come before the Bezichin. And the two spoons of frankincense would come before the Tamid that came every evening. Like it says in Pasuk B'Yikra, which this concludes everything, the Tamid Shal Bein Abayim, as it says in the Pasuk B'Hikter Allah HaChel V'Ashlam, that it should be sacrificed on it all the fats of the Shlamim. Now, although the literal translation would mean the fats of a carbon Shlamim, however, the way it's expounded in the Pasuk is Shlamim is a terminology of completion, of Hashlama. So the drasha is aleha. In other words, v'hikter aleha, you should sacrifice on it. Shlamim should be the conclusion, which is the pasuk in context is talking about the karban oila of the tamid shel shachar, which that's what's talking about in the beginning of the pasuk over there, where it says va'arch aleha oila v'hikter. So that's in context of the tamid shel shachar. Aleha on it hashlim kol hakarbanos kulam should be the conclusion of all the karbanos that are brought that day, which that means, and not on the tamid shel bein abayim. What that means is that teaches regarding Tamid Shel Bein Abayim, that that's the last one of all the Karbanos, because the two Tamids that there are on the first one should be Hashlim Kol HaKarbanos Kulam, should be concluded, which means in contrast to the Tamid Shel Bein Abayim, where nothing should come after it, because that is the last thing that's brought in the day as in the context of Karbanos. Now, the Gemara explains in great detail now the order of Abaye that he taught of this Gemara in the following the halachic opinion of Abishal, what the sources for these are. So Amamar, so Abaye had said, Marocha gedoyle kedemes l'marocha shnei shakater. So the large pyre, this large bonfire which was on top of the Mizbeach, came before and was prepared before the second one, which was made for to have the coals taken out to be used to burn the keteris on it inside the heichal. So Manolan, how do you know that was the order? To tell like learn the brisa. There's a pasuk in Beikra that says, "He oila," where he was talking about the carbon oila. It says, "It is the oila al maikta, which is on its flame," which maikta generally is a term of a bonfire of wood. Say there's a bunch of logs there that creates the fire. Al mizbeach kalayla, it's on the mizbeach the entire night. Now, zu marocha gedoyla, that's a reference to the marocha gedoyla, which was there, burning throughout the entire night. All the karbanos were burnt there. They varma badam through the night. So that's a reference to the Marocha Gedayla. Then the Pasuk says, V'esha Mizbech Tukad Boy, and the fire of the Mizbech should be a flame on it. Now what's that talking about? We just spoke about that it's already Al-Maikta. Zu Marocha Shnei Shal Keteris, that's a reference to the second Marocha, which was used for the Keteris. And that comes to teach you that that should also be on Mizbech HaChitzen, and that's from where they would take the coals for the Mizbech HaPnimi. So therefore you see the order of it is first the Marocha Gedayla, then the Marocha Shnei Shal Keteris. That the Gemara has to be Epechana. Let's say, I would say the opposite. Maybe the Marocha of the Keteris should come before the Marocha Gedayla, and that's in spite of the fact that the Pasuk does sound like that then it would be out of order, because the one that's the entire night burning, that's obviously the Marocha Gedayla. However, the Gemara is still saying that maybe Keteris is more chashiv, maybe that should be the one done first. How do I know that the Pasuk is Dafka in the order? So now the Gemara says, no, Mistabra Marocha Gedayla Difa. It would make sense, as it sounds like from the order of the Pasuk, that the larger Marocha should be first. And the reason is Shekein Kaparas Meruba, because it creates a much larger atonement, because all the things that had to be burnt on the Mizbeach were done on the Marocha Gedayla, besides from the Keteris, which was taken from the Marocha Shnei Shel Keteris. And therefore, since it has a much greater atonement that it achieves, therefore that should be the first thing prepared. Now the Gemara asks, well, Adrabba, to the contrary, Marocha Shnei Adifa, the second part, that one's better, Shekein Machnisim Emendel Afnim, because from that is brought inside into the Heichel, which is used for the Mizbeach HaPnimi, maybe that one should be prepared first. So then the Gemara says two answers. Afil Hachi Kaparas Meruba Adifa. No, even so, even though it can be taken inside, something that does so much atonement is still better than that which is taken into the Heichel. And then the Gemara says, if you want, you could say that even besides that Svar, because Eloi Mashkech Eitzim LaMarocha Shnia, if we weren't to find wood to use to create this Marocha Shnia, which was what was used to take the coals for the Keteris, Milim Ayim and Marocha Gedayla, wouldn't we go ahead and take fire from the large Marocha? And therefore it comes out that even the Marocha Gedayla is fit to be taken inside, and hence there is no other Maila that the Marocha Shnia has over it, so therefore for sure that it's a Kaparas Meruba, most definitely the Marocha Gedayla is done before the Marocha Shnia, which is used for the Keteris. So the Gemara continues on this statement of Abaye. So then we said, Marucha Shnisha Keteris, that the second pyre of that's used for the Keteris, Kredemis Lesidish Negeziri Eitzim. That comes before the two logs of wood are put onto the Marucha Gedoyla. Now the Gemara is Menolan. How do you know? Maybe first you prepare the Marucha Gedoyla, and then you put on the two logs in the Marucha Gedoyla, and only later do you do the Marucha Shnia, the second pyre that's used for the Keteris. So that the Gemara brings the Chesed, like it says, the Pasuk in Beyikra. It says, Uvir Allah HaKoyin, that the Koyin will burn on it, which in the context of the Pasuk is going on the Marucha Gedoyla, because on there the Pasuk says, V'orach Allah Ha'ayla, that you should burn on it the Ayla, and that's what we said, that's on the Marucha Gedoyla, everything is burnt. It says there in the Pasuk that you should burn, the Koyin should burn on it Eitzim, which the least amount of plural is two, so that's what we know the halacha of Shnei Gezeri Eitzim, Ba'boiker Ba'boiker, that the two Gezeri Eitzim should be burnt on top of the Marucha Gedoyla every morning. Now, the drush is, Aleha, where should you put the Shnei Gezeri Eitzim? On it, on the Marucha Gedoyla, V'loy Al Chaverta, not on the other Marucha, which was the Marucha Shnia, which was used for Keteris. Now, however, one thing we do see from that drush, yes, that drush is telling us it has to be in the Marucha Gedoyla, not a Marucha Shnia, but Mechlal, but what can be inferred is the Izl Chaverta. Obviously, that second Marucha from the drush itself tells you that obviously that second Marucha is around. And that's how you know that the Marucha Shnei Shekateris comes before the Shnei Gezeri Eitzim, because the Pasuk's Limud that's telling you not to put it there is obviously saying that it's there already. And that's how we know that the Marucha Shnei Shekateris comes before the Shnei Gezeri Eitzim. That the Gemara asks, how can you say that? But v'hai Aleho miboyle legufe. How can you say Aleho is coming to teach you, put it on the Marucha Gedoyla, Aleho on it, which what the context of the Pasuk is talking about the Marucha Gedoyla, and not on Marucha Shnei Shekateris, and that's how you know it's around already. But you need it just to tell you the halacha it, per se, which is that it has to be on the Marucha. Maybe I would say the Shnei Gezerim goes on the side, maybe it goes somewhere else, so Aleho tells you it goes on it. But how do you know it's saying Aleho v'loy al-chaverta to say that it's around already? And I think Gemara says Trei Aleho k'sivi. No, because it says Aleho twice in the Pasuk, and therefore one yes tells you you put it on. What's the other Aleho coming to teach you? Aleho v'loy al-chaverta. And by default, that tells us that it's already around, and that's how we know that the Marucha Shnei Shekateris comes before the Shnei Gezeri Eitzim that's put on the Marucha Gedoyla. So the Gemara continues. So we said in the statement that Siddur Shnei Gezeri Eitzim, that organizing the two logs of wood on the Marucha Gedoyla, is Koidim Ladishim Mizbechim. Namely, that comes before separating the ashes off the Inim Mizbech, which is made by the Keteris that's put on there. So on that, the Gemara explains that afagav tahachik sib babaiker babaiker, even though they seem to be equal, because by the base gezarin it says babaiker babaiker in the morning, which makes it sound like it has to be early in the day. Yet bahachik sib here by the dishin mizbech abnimi, it also says a pasuk in Shemais babaiker babaiker, where as Rashi explains, it doesn't really say babaiker babaiker in the context of separating the ashes off the inner mizbech. Rather, as the pasuk says in Shemais Perek Lamed, it says babaiker babaiker early in the morning, behetivi es haneirois yaktirena. When he's cleaning out the lamps of the menorah, then he should go ahead and burn the keteris on the mizbech hapnimi. Now, that comes out that babaiker babaiker is going both on the mizbeach, which is where the keteris is put, and on the hatavas haneris. However, but by default, it has to be also referencing that the dishin mizbech hapnimi, that cleaning off the mizbech hapnimi, has to be early in the morning, meaning babaiker babaiker, because you can't go ahead and burn the new keteris, which is what the pasuk is telling Yekterana, before you go ahead and do dishin and get rid of the old ashes. So therefore, essentially, the pasuk is telling babaiker babaiker on three things. One is behetivis aneris, and Yekterana, which is the keteris, and what comes before the keteris is cleaning off those ashes, which is the dishin mizbech hapnimi. So therefore, the Gemara's question is, why do we say that organizing the two logs of wood comes before cleaning off the inner mizbeach if both of them seem to say the same criteria of babaiker babaiker? So that the Gemara says, afalahachi machshir, in spite of that, something that's a preparatory act, it prepares something to be done, adav is better. And that is, in the case of the ashes, it's just getting rid of the old. It's not preparing something. Whereas the wood, it prepares the keteris to be done, because from these wood, they create the coal, will then be used to go ahead and burn the incense on it, and therefore that's better than just cleaning off the inner mizbeach, in spite of the fact that they both say babaiker babaiker. But that the Gemara asks, wait, machshir, the machshir that we're talking about over here, my niyu, in other words, what are we talking about? So the Gemara spells it out, shnei gezeri eitzim. You're saying that the two logs of wood, they're considered preparatory for the keteris, because we take from those coals for the keteris, and that's why that comes before cleaning off the inner mizbeach. On that, the Gemara asks, but Ba'amrit, you just said before, Shnei Giziri Eitzim L'Marocha G'day La'azli, you made this Rasha, Lehav L'El Chaverta, where do the two logs of wood go? Only onto the large Marocha. Not onto the Marocha Shnei Shel Ketiris. So therefore, those two logs of wood are not Machshirim for Ketiris, because those two logs are not used to prepare the Ketiris. It's only from that other Marocha. So how can we say that it comes before the Dishim Mizbech HaMnimi because it's Machshir, when it's not Machshir? Now the Gemara gives three answers. Amr Bimir Bimir says, Shum Eitzim. He means the category of firewood. And that is, you're right, these woods per se don't go for the Ketiris. But as we find by other woods of the Marochas of the Mizbech, which do go ahead and they are preparatory in the sense that they're used from their coals, which are the Marochas Shniyash Shel Ketiris, for the Ketiris, therefore all the woods are in that category, they are in the sense of Machshirin, that's why it comes before the Dishim Mizbech HaMnimi. Vinomer, he gives a different answer, which essentially really answers the original question. He says, Hoyl v'hiskel b'marocha, once you're starting with the marocha, because you did the marocha gedayla, you did marocha shnishal kataris, so then you conclude, goymer, you conclude the marocha, and that's why you first have this before you move on to something else, which would be dishan mizbech apnimi. That's why you finish up with the shnei gizari eitzim. So yes, although they're both b'baker b'baker, but once we'd started with the marocha, you finish it up, and only then you move on to something else. Ravashiyama, he gives a third answer. He says, wait, Eloi Mashkech Eitzim L'Marocha Shnia. Were we not to find firewood to use to create this second Marocha, which is used to take for the coals for the Keteris? Miloi Mema'ayel Mimarocha Gedela. Wouldn't we go ahead and take from the coals from the first Marocha, from the Marocha Gedela? And therefore, obviously, it is a Machshir for the Keteris, because we might have to use it for the Keteris. And therefore, it's considered a Machshir, and that's why the Shnei Gezeri Eitzim come before the Dishin Mizbeach HaPnimia. Now the Gemara continues. So then the next thing in the order of the day was Vedishin Mizbeach HaPnimi. We said the cleaning off of the inner Mizbeach is Koyin Matavis Chamashneis, comes before preparing five out of the seven lamps of the menorah. So I'm going to ask, my time, what's the reason? So Abayas said, who he's the one that prepared this Marocha, the Seder of the Marocha, he says, Gemar Gemir, and he says, look, this is the tradition that I had, that this is the order. However, Svar Leidana, I don't know the logic behind it to give a reason to explain why it is that this comes, the Dishim Mizbech HaPnimi, before the preparing of the five lamps of the menorah. However, Rav Amar, Rav does give a reason. He says, Kiresh Lakish, the reason is like Resh Lakish. Dam Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish says a general concept. He says, Imavirin al HaMitzvahs. One is not allowed to bypass a mitzvah that he encounters first. And that is, if someone encounters a mitzvah, you can't pass it by to do, let's say, another mitzvah. And that's learned out in the Mechilta that says in the Pasuk, Ushmartim es ha-matzis, that one has to safeguard the matzis, so they darshan it, Ushmartim es ha-mitzvahs, you should safeguard the mitzvahs. That just like matzah, you shouldn't allow it to get old and to ferment, you have to do it if you encounter it. So to with mitzvahs, when you encounter it, you have to do it, make sure it doesn't get old and ferment. And therefore, based on that principle, the Gemara continues on Amud Beis and says, so therefore, v'chi ayah l'heichom, the Kayin is coming into the Heichel, into the sanctuary. B'mizbeach, Paga Bereisha. The first thing he encounters is the Mizbeach before he reaches the Menorah. As the Gemara will shortly illustrate, and that's because the Mizbeach is more towards the east than the Menorah and the Shulchan. So therefore, before he's going to get to there, he's going to first have this halachic concept of Resh Lakish that Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, and that's why that comes, the Dishim Mizbech HaPnimi comes before that Tavas Chamesh Neiros. The Tanakh learned a Braisa that this is so, that the Mizbech is actually closer when one walks into the from the eastern front, which is how you walk into the Heichel, before the Menorah. As the Braisa says, Shulchan Mitzafen, the table which had the Lecha upon him in it was in the northern part of the Heichel. Mashach Min HaKoysel, removed from the wall, Shtei Amas HaMechtzah, 2.5 amas, and the reason for that, why it was removed from the wall 2.5 amas, was enough space so that two kahanim side by side, who they were carrying the two marachas of the lechem upon them, which was placed onto the shulchan on Shabbos, that they could walk through over there. And the reason was because the mitzvah was that they should organize it and put it down on the table together. And that's because there were four kahanim that would come in. There would be two on one side of the table, which would be on the northern side, and two on the other side of the table, which would be preparing the taking off the old lechem upon them, and the other ones putting on the new lechem upon them, and that's why they had to be 2.5 amas space on the northern side, so it had to be removed from the wall 2.5 amas. U'menor b'darim, and similarly, the menor was on the southern part of the heichel, also meshuchu min ha'koysel shnei amas amechtz, also removed from the wall 2.5 amas, and exactly like the measurements of the shulchan, as the pasuk says in Shemais Chavav, the neicha ha-shulchan, it had to be opposite the shulchan, it had to be exactly one opposite the other. And mizbech memutza, the mizbech was in between the two of them. V'oimid be'emtza, and it stands in the middle of the heichel. However, u'mashach klapi chutz kema, it was pulled towards the outside, in other words, towards the east, a little bit. In other words, and therefore, since it was closer to the opening of the Heichel, that's why the Dishan Mizbech HaMinimi came before the cleaning out of the Menorah, because that's the first thing you encounter. And based on Rish Lakish's principle, Eim Avirin Al Mitzvahs, you can't bypass one mitzvah to go do ahead and go do another mitzvah. Now the Gemara just asks on that Braisa, but Benuk Mila Hadayu, why wasn't it exact, the Menorah and the Mizbeach and the Shulchan, why was it drawn a little bit towards the outside? And again, that's why we say that's the first thing you encounter. So that the Gemara says, Kiv Nechsev, since it says in the Pasuk in Shemais, Ves HaMenorah Neuchach HaShulchan, that the Menorah had to be opposite the Shulchan, so Be'in and Dechazu Adadi, we needed that they should see each other. They had to be exactly opposite one or the other, nothing interposing. That's why it had to be drawn a little bit outward. And again, that's why that was the first thing that we saw. So Omer Rava, Rava says, Shema Mina Midrash Lakish, what we confer from this halacha Rish Lakish, that he said this halacha concept of Eim Avirin Al Mitzvah, he's not allowed to bypass a mitzvah, even to do another mitzvah, that Avurei Dira Atoitetzva, to bypass the tefillin on the shalyad, on one's arm, so that he can go ahead and put on the tefillin shal Rosh, is asur, that's forbidden to do. And the reason is because one encounters his arm first before his head. And like we said, you have to first do the shal yad and shal reish, because im avirin, as the Gemara says, hey chab, so what should one do? Midra l'tetetfa. What should one do? It's from the arm, then go to the head. That is first put on the tefillin shal yad, and then put on the tefillin shal reish. Now the Gemara continues in the Seidim Aroch of Abaya, that said, v'hataves chamesh neris, and then preparing the five of the lamps, came koidim l'dam ha'tamid, before the blood of the carbon tamid, that is, slaughtering it and spraying the blood, but however, the blood of the carbon tamid came before the remaining two lambs of the menorah. So the Gemara asks, my time, what's the reason? Why do we split up the avodah of the menorah itself, the preparation, the cleaning it out? And specifically, why does the dam tamid come, first of all, after the five neiris and before the remainder two? Some Abaya says as follows. He says, Hahu ba'beika ba'beika d'shnei gizari eitzim d'loy tzrichi. He says, this that it says in the context of the two logs of wood which were placed on the Mercha Gedayla, in that pasuk it says that it should be done ba'beikah ba'beikah, early in the morning. Now, as we proved earlier in the Gemara on Omen Alf, that wasn't necessary to tell us that it should be ba'beikah ba'beikah, because as we said, that machshir adif, a preparatory act, is better than one that's not, and hence we said that it's obvious that it's even coming before the Dishan Mizbech HaPnimi, and Mizbech HaPnimi, we know it's done ba'beikah ba'beikah. So if we already know that the Hechsher mitzvah of the Shnei Gezari Eitzim is before the Dishan Mizbech HaPnimi, that means we don't need to say in its own context ba'beikah ba'beikah. So what's it necessary for? So Shadinu Lahacha, so let's utilize it for over here for our halacha, as Abai will illustrate, which that's one of the Midas Shabbatai, as we have said previously, that something that's not necessary in this context, we use it for its counterpart, which is related to it, to say a different halacha. And the interpretation is as follows. Chad, it says babaker babaker, twice babaker in the context of the Shnei Gezerim, which we don't need, and we're borrowing it, so to speak, for different halacha. So you take one of the babakers, shadi el hatavis chamesh neris, and you put it together with the preparation of the five lamps, which delekad miladama tamet, which, as the Gemara will explain shortly, that makes it come before the blood of the karmat tamet. The chad, and you take one of the other babakers, and shadi el hatavis tamet, and you place it together with the avoida of the blood of the karmat tamet, which then makes the nekad miladama tamet, that it should preface the remaining two lamps, that it should be done before those two lamps are cleaned out. As the Gemara explains, Chad Shadi Latavish Chamesh Neiros. If you go ahead and you take one of the babakers of what's extra by the Shnei Gezari of the Eitzim, and you put it together with the act of cleaning out five of the lamps of the Menorah, the Likad Madam Atamah, that therefore now it comes before the blood of the Karmat Tamid. And the reason is because now it comes out is the Hachatlasa. That means regarding the Hatavas HaNeiros, regarding the cleaning out of the lamps, in its own context, it says Babaker Babaker. Now that we're adding another babaker to the Atavas HaNeiros, because we have an extra two that we're going to borrow one for this and one for that, so it comes out that there's three by the Atavas HaNeiros, v'hachatrei, and that comes out by the carbon tamid, which it says as a keves echad tas babaker, it only says one baker regarding the carbon tamid. Now that we're adding on another babaker, as the Gemara will shortly explain, so that comes out that the carbon tamid, its blood, has two babakers. Therefore, three babakers, which says in the morning, which sounds like earlier, and therefore three baburkas, which is very early, comes before only two baburkas. So that's how we know that the cleaning out of the menorah comes before the dam hatamid. However, as we said, the chad shadil dam hatamid, one of the baburkas is put together with the dam hatamid, which had only one baburka in its context, but adding now this extra baburka makes two. The reason for that is now the nekad mila tavish deineris, to tell you that it comes before the remaining two of the lamps, that before it's cleaned out, you first do the dam hatamid. Now, as the Gemara forewarns, that avagav dehalcha trei, now although that together with the combination that we're adding with the extra babaker, that the dam hatamid only has two babakers, and the halcha trei, the remaining two neiris, has also two babakers, because even in its own, the context of the pasuk itself, says babaker, babaker. So why would we say that the two babakers of the dam hatamid would come before the two bakers of the remaining two of the lamps of the menorah? And that is what the Gemara says, mechaper adav. In spite of that, an atoner, something that creates atonement, is better than something else that also has the two bakers. And that's because the carbon oila, which is what the carbon tamid is it creates an atonement for positive commandments that were transgressed. And for loisa says negative transgressions that are nitik lase that can be rectified by doing a positive commandment, as the Gemara explains later on, daf lamed vav min alav. And therefore, although both of them have two babakers, the two babakers of dama tamid, which is also an added component of being a mechaper, comes before the two babakers of the remaining two of the menorah. Now, on this interpretation of Abaya, the Gemara asks as follows. Only Rav Papa Abaya. Ve'ema, you said that there's an extra two babakers by the Shnei Gezerim, which it doesn't need for its own parasha, because we know it's being brought earlier before the Dishin B'zeich HaPnimi, because it's a machshir. So you have these extra two babakers. So you say one babaker goes on the first half of the Hatabas Neris, which are the five, as the Gemara will shortly explain, why do we even split up five and two? Why are we saying that the first five has two in its pasuk, and now Abaya, you're adding a third one, that now there's three babakas which come before the two of the dam hatamid, because although it had one, but you're adding another one that makes two, and that, so that comes after the first five, which has three, and then comes before the second two, the last part of the clean out menorah, which has two, which also has two, but those two of the dam hatamid is a mechaper, and therefore comes before the remaining two. First Rav Papa asks, how do you know that that's where you place the extra babakas of the Shnei Gezerim? Ve'im, I'll tell you a different way to utilize these extra two babaykas. Chad shadi l'dishin mizbeich abnimi. Take one of the babaykas and place it together with the avodah of cleaning out the inner mizbeich. And the purpose of that would be the nekav miladam hatamid, to say that it comes before the blood of the karban tamid. Because now, the hachat lasa, that will make the dishin mizbeich abnimi, which in its own context says twice babayka babayka. But adding the extra babayka would make that it has three babaykas. The hachem would come out that the dam hatamid would have trei, would also have now only two babakers, and that's what, because as we're going to explain shortly, because we're going to add one of the babakers to dam hatamid too, so the purpose would be to say that that has three now, and that comes before two, and v'chad shadid dam hatamid, and it would have one extra babaker, as we just said, in the dam hatamid, to make it not just one babaker, but two babakers, meaning extra early, diniktim l'hatavas chabashner, is to say that, not that it's only before the remaining two lamps, but actually that's before all the lamps, even before the first five. And the reason being, because the avagav, the hachatrei, the hachatrei, because although that the first five lamps, which even without adding an extra babayka to it, has two babaykas, as it says in the context of the pasuk babayka babayka, but now the dam hatamid also has two, because it starts off with one, and you're adding another one to the dam hatamid, but, and therefore, so maybe why does it, would we say that it comes before the first five? Because mechaper adif. Because as you yourself said, Abai, that something that creates an atonement is better. And therefore, although they're both babayka babayka two times, but the fact that it creates an atonement is going to tell you that it comes before the Chumash Neris. So how do you know, Abaya, that that's how you're going to utilize babayka babayka? To teach that first comes the five Neris, then comes the dam hatamid, then comes the two Neris, as you had explained that based on your additions of the extra two babaykas. Now the first five have three, the dam hatamid has two. And although the remaining two has two, too, but the first dam hatamid that's a mechaber comes before, maybe not. Maybe it comes to teach a different halacha. The one babaker goes to dishin mizbeich hapnimi, because although it has two, but we need it to be three, because since we're going to add one of the other babakers to dam hatamid, which will make it 2-2, so you have to have, we want to tell you that dishin mizbeich hapnimi comes before that, so we have to make it three, which comes before the two. And now that dam hatamid has two, we know that that's coming before all the menorahs, all the neiris, because they only have they also have Babaker Babaker, and Damatamin also has Babaker Babaker, but a Machaper comes before. So how do you know the way you're saying it? Maybe it's the way I say it. And then Abaya answers, no, it can't be like the way your papa's asking. Because Imkain, if it was like you're saying, that the Dama Tamid comes totally before all the neiris of the Menaira, before they're made them and they're cleaned out, then Nafsuki be my mafsikas luhu, then with what avaida are you going to interrupt the Hatavas HaNeiris according to the opinion of Abishal? And that is who Abaya is going like. His Maracha, the Seder Maracha of the day, was going according to Abishal. And that is because since the Hatava comes first, and only afterwards is the Keteris done, because there are other opinions that say the Keteris would be in between, but Abishal doesn't hold like that. So what would come out according to the way you're proposing, Rav Papa, would be that you're saying the Dama Tamid would come totally before all the Neiris, and the Keteris, according to Abishal, comes only after all the Neiris. Now then the problem would be, which Avodah would be coming in between the Avodahs of the Menorah itself that it split up? Now, if you're going to ask me, Rav Papa, what's the problem? Who said any other avoda actually has to come in between the five lamps and the remaining two lamps? But that I would tell your papa, Hanich L'Resh Lakish, that would make sense according to Resh Lakish, that yes, maybe your proposition is correct according to Resh Lakish, that you don't have to have anything else in between when you stop, because to Amar, he said an explanation of Lama Mativin, Mechazin Mativin, he said, what was the reason why they would first clean out part of the lamps and only later come back to then continue cleaning out again? That the whole reason of the interruption was only Kedei Lahargish Kalazar Kula, that should be a great commotion and a whole tumult in the courtyard, that they should hear the steps coming and going, look, he's coming, he's going, and then because this is the beginning of the Avodah in the courtyard, so Shaper. Yes, according to Resh Lakish, your proposition would make sense. That you could say that this that necessary to interrupt in between the first five and the remaining two was just to wait. It would go out and it'd come back in later. But not that you necessarily have to have avoided in between. And then yes, the way you're proposing would be a legitimate option. The Amar Baboika Baboika that he says that it says in the Pasik Baboika Baboika regarding being made to the Neiris, clean them out, and that he interprets. What does it say, Baboika Baboika? So he says, Chelkeyu l'shnei bekar means to split and divide the mativ, the hatavas aneris, the cleaning out of the lamps, into, so to speak, like two mornings, which would mean that one should be this part of the avoida, and this one after that part of the avoida, which sounds like that there's an avoida interposing between the two of them. Michael Mema, according to Rabbi Yechanan, what are you going to be able to say? And therefore, you cannot say what you're trying to propose, Rav Papa, that it's coming to say regarding the Dishan Mizbech HaPnimi and that it has three and that the Damatam has two and that's before, because then we're not going to be left with anything else to interpose, and that's why Abaye says you have to interpret the way I'm saying it. Now, Rashi says that why can't you say that what would be in between the Menorah would be the actual Dishan Mizbech HaPnimi, and that he says you can't say that because what would come out then would be that preparing five of the lamps would be before the Dishan Mizbech HaPnimi, but that would transgress what Resh Lakish told us of Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos. The first thing you encounter is the Mizbech. You have to clean that off before you head towards the Menorah. Now, and then Rashi says, but why can't it be any one of the other avoidis that's done over there? Just put it in between the preparing of the lamps. And then he says you can't do that either, because all of them, as we're pointing out, as we're going and elucidating this Seidim Maroch of Abaya, that they're all learned out from Pesukim, where they're supposed to be. And therefore, it's clear that Abaya's interpretation is correct, that it must be that Dama Tama was in between, and as he explained, because you take Babaker, Babaker, and you take one Babaker for the Dama Tama to say that it comes before the remaining of the two Neiris, because it's also a Mechaper, and you can't say like Rav Papa, because then you're not going to have anything left to interpose between the two parts of the Menorah, of the five and of the two. Now, I'm only Ravina Ravashi. So Ravina says to Ravashi, and he makes a general question on this interpretation of Abaya. He says, Hai Baboiker Baboiker de Eitzim, which this was the Hanocha, this was the foundation of both Abaya and Rav Papa's question on Abaya, which they were trying to figure out what to do with the extra words of Baboiker Baboiker on the Shnei Gezeri Eitzim, because we know that it comes early from the fact that it's a Machshir, and therefore it's coming even before the Dishan Mizbech HaPnimi. And that Ravina asks, Mimi Ater? Are these two terms, Baboiker Baboiker, really extra? But Hami Boile Legufa, but you actually need it for the halacha of the Pasuk itself. The Kamrachmana, because what is the Pasuk teaching you? that nikadmu, that the shnei gezeri eitzim should come before la maracha shnei shel keteres, that it should come before the second maracha of the keteres. It's saying babayka, do it very early to say that first you do the maracha gedayla, then you do the shnei gezeri eitzim, and that's before you do the maracha shnei shel keteres. That's what you need babayka for. How can you say that maracha? You're trying to figure out, is it like a baya, like a papa? What do you mean? You need it for the pasuk itself. So that Amalei said to him, but v'lav miyukimna, didn't we already establish not like this? To the contrary, we said that you can't say babayka babayka is saying for the pasuk itself that the shnei gezeri eitzim come before the maracha shnei shel keteres. To the contrary, as we had darshan before, aleha v'lecha verta. We said that you put the shnei gezeri eitzim on this one. What's this one? The maracha gedayla, and not on its counterpart, which is which one? Maracha shnei shel keteres. Machlal the isa lecha verta. Must be that the other maracha is already around, and therefore you can't say that it's necessary for it itself to say that it's earlier than what? Earlier than Maracha Shnei Shel Keteres? No, that we know that it's not coming before because it says that not to put it on that one. Obviously, it's around. And regarding the Dishnei Mizbech HaPnimi, that we don't need Babayka Babayka to teach you because that we know since it's a Machshir, therefore it's going to come before the Dishnei Mizbech HaPnimi. So what's it necessary for? Obviously, the words Babayka Babayka are extra either for Abaye or a Papa, but as Abaye already pointed out to a Papa, that would only work according to Rish Lakish, but according to Rabbi Yechanan, you have to say like Abaye. Now the Gemara asks, so we found that there's two different interpretations in the Gemara why it is that they had to split up the cleaning out of the menorah, either just to make a rash, a ruggish, an excitement in the Azara that he's going, he's coming, or like Rabbi Yechanan said, actually there has to be an avodah that interposes because it says babayker babayker. But now the Gemara asks, Maishna the Ovid had tavus chamesh neis bereisha. Why is it that when they were splitting it up and they're cleaning out and preparing the menorah, they did the first five? Never had tavish deiner inspiration. Why don't you do first the two and then do something else and then do the five? Why is it five and then two? So now the Gemara says, "Kivin the ascha b'hu avadrav." No, once you started, you do the majority. But then the Gemara asks, "But the navid shis." So then, if you're doing the majority, do six and leave over one. Why doing five and then two? And now the Gemara says, "Amakra." The pasuk says in Shemayis, "Behetivay es haneris yaktirenu," that when he's preparing the lamps, then he should do the ketiris. Now, the Eineris Prus Mishtaim, and this is going on when you're concluding the Hatabas Eineris. Now, the minimum amount of plural of lamps is two, and therefore you can't do six then one, because it wouldn't be Neris. From the pasuk you see, it has to be at least two. Now the Gemara continues elucidating this Marocha, the order of the day of Abaya, that said, V'hatavash Eineris Kedemes Ektaris, and the preparing of the two lamps of the Menorah, which come after the first five, they come before the Ketaris. Damakras, the pasuk says, as we just quoted, behetive asaneris, when he prepares the lamps, and that's how we said it has to be two, v'hada, and then it says yaktirena, then he should go ahead and burn the keteris, the incense. So you see that first comes the hatavas shteineris, and then the keteris. And then the Gemara continues quoting, and said, v'keteris levam, that the keteris come before the limbs of the karmat tamid are sacrificed on the maracha gedayla, on the mizbech achitza. Where do we know that? The Tanakh learned the braisa. Yukdam davar, it should preface something, shenema by babayka babayka, that says regarding it, babayka babayka, which is what it says by keteres, ledavish loynema by ela baker echa bovad, before something that only says in its context, only one baker, and that's because by the carbon tumma it says tasa babayka, so therefore babayka babayka means in the morning, which means really early, so that's how we know that keteres comes before the limbs of the carbon tumma. Now Rashi asks, but didn't we say before that the carbon tumma has an extra babayka from one of the extra terms babayka of the Shnei Gezeirin? Now Rashi says that was only regarding the dam ha-tamid, as we said. That has the extra babayka, but not on the limbs of the karma tamid. And then Rashi asks, but shouldn't we still say that the limbs of the tamid come before the keteris because it's machaper? As we said, the dam ha-tamid is an atoner. Again, Rashi says the atonement part of the karma tamid of any carbon essentially is the blood. That has the element of being mechaper, but the limbs do not, and therefore, since it only says one babayker, it comes after the keteris, which has two babayker, babayker. Then continuing in the braisa, continuing the statement of Abaya, said ve'ivarm lemincha, said that the limbs of the carbon tamid come before the mincha that comes along with it. The time, like learn the braisa, minayin shelo yehei davar, from where do you know that there should be nothing that's placed on the maracha gedayla, which is where everything was burnt, before the karmat tamid of the morning, which is the ivari hatamid, the limbs of the karmat tamid. And now we continue on top of lamad alamad aleph. Tamalemad, that's the pasuk teaches you in Marikira, v'arach alah ha'ayla, that you should appear on it, on the maracha gedayla, the ayla. V'amarav, and he says, ha'ayla, the ayla. What's the Ayla? He Ayla Rishayna, that's the first Ayla that's brought in the day. That's the Karban Tamid Shal Shachar. And therefore, that's how we know that the limbs of the Karban Tamid is the first thing that's placed on top of the Merucha Gedayla before anything else, including the Mincha, which is consumed and burnt on the Merucha Gedayla. And the reason is because were the Pasuk just teaching that on the Merucha is where you burn all the Aylas and Shlam, it should have said, V'aruch Allah, Ayla, with Adahe. In fact, it says, Ha Ayla, says the Ayla, the famous Ayla, the one that's every single day in the morning and the evening, it's a Karban Tamid. The Evari HaTamid come before the Karban Mincha that comes along with the Tamid.